Fortunate welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call today. We are very fortunate to welcome His Grace Sukhakar Krishnadas Prabhuji, and he is going to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 9, Shlok number, verse number 46 and 47. Hare Krishna, Dhanvat Pranam, Prabhuji, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Thank you so much for joining this call and giving your valuable association this morning. And before I hand over a call to you, Prabhuji, I would like to hand over the call to respected Tiffany Mataji. She will give the brief introduction.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Mataji. Happy Gaur Purnima. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Today we have our grace, our special, our very own, His Grace Sukhakar Krishna Prabhuji. Prabhuji is a South Indian born Brahmin, and he was born in Kerala, but is currently residing in Chennai after his retirement. He is a commerce graduate from Kolkata University and professionally a chartered accountant as well as a cost and management accountant. He started his spiritual life in Mombasa, Kenya in 1989, and he met His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. When he got another assignment in Muscat, Oman, he met His Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. Sukhakar Krishna Prabhu took first initiation from His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj in 1993 in Sharjah, United Arab Emirates. In fact, both he and his wife, Her Grace Saubhagya Mataji, got initiated and started a ISKCON Yatra, Shamadesh Yatra in Sharjah in 1993, as per the order of His Guru Dev Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. He and his wife took second initiation, Brahminical initiation, in 1998 in Shamadesh, Sharjah, UAE. As per the order of his spiritual master, Prabhuji started a new yatra in Ajman in 2000, and his guru Maharaj named it Srivas Angandesh. By Guru and Gauranga's mercy, Sukhakar Krishna Prabhuji managed to learn 18 languages, 12 Indian and 6 foreign languages, and this has really helped his preaching in Bhakti Vriksha. Prabhuji also delivers almost 3 lectures every day on Zoom, preaching all over the world in different languages for the pleasure of Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. His objective is to do Jiva Daya by way of selfless preaching all over the world for the pleasure of Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga, and attain the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Madhav in this very life in order to do more pure devotional services uninterruptedly and eternally. Hare Bol, Hare Krishna. So looking forward to your class, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Please take over the call, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna to everybody. Wishing you all a very, very happy Gaur Purnima. And I'm really fortunate that Gauranga Mahaprabhu has blessed me. Yesterday I got a call from Shyamagauri Mataji in the evening. Mataji said, tomorrow can you deliver? I said, for Bhakti Sangha group, I'm a servant, I'm a dog. Because I'm so much enlightened with the group. It's so nicely you take care. So I am ready to serve. Even at 12 o'clock, you call in the midnight and say that I'll come, because this is a goloka of the Goloka is Bhakti. Having morning program, Bhagavatam, and an evening Chaitanya Bhagavatam, all the Mataji there who are doing this great job. So with all your permission, I would like to start the class. And though I'm not qualified, but I seek a blessing. I find you all are actually like gopis and gopas in the Bhakti Sangha, all great. So let me start my class. So it is Gaur Purnima in India. So I want to sing that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, you know, instead of Jai Radha Madhava, I'm going to sing this one. So we'll start that. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Daya karo more, tuma bina ke dayalu, జగతిశం సారి పతిత పావనా హేతు తవ అవతార మోసమా పతితా ప్రభు నపాయి బేయా అహ ప్రభు నిత్యానంద ప్రేమానంద సూచి కృపా బలు కానా కరు আমি বড় দিকি দয়া করো সীতাপতি অদ্বৈত গোসাই তব কৃপা বলে পায় চৈতন্য নিতাই আহ স্বরূপ সনাতন রূপ রঘুনাথ ব্রত যুগতি জীবা প্রভু লোকনাথ দয়া করো শ্রীয়াচার্যা প্রভু শ্রীনিবাস রামচন্দ্র সঙ্গামগে নরোত্তমোদাস কৃষ চৈতন্য প্রভু দয়া করো মোরে তুম বিনকে দয়ালু জগত সংসারী হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে হরি রাম হরে রাম 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 হরি হরি হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে হরি রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে 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 রাম সংকীর্তন কি জয় শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ কি জয় হরিমার কি জয় সমবেত ভক্তবৃন্দ কি জয় ভক্তি সঙ্গা গ্রুপ কি জয় নিতাই গো চিতনাথ হরি হরি বল So I'm very, very privileged to, you know, talk on the Gaurav Purnima. It's such a wonderful occasion because Gaurav Purnima is actually, it's a very, very merciful day for every one of us, every Gaudiya Vaishnava and any Vaishnava, any human being. It's a Gaurav Purnima, it's a great day because if you really see, Krishna Janmashtami is great because Krishna himself has appeared. But in Krishna Janmashtami, what happened? Krishna came, Paritranaya, Sudhanam, Vinayashaya, Chadushkitab, Dharms, and destroyed the Asuras. And he has done a lot of killing of the, you know, the Kauravas were killed and many Asuras were killed, right from Potana to everywhere. But whomsoever were killed, they got liberated and he saved them because everybody is his child. But what happened? Then when the Krishna was 11 years old, he left to Mathura and from there he went to Dwaraka. He had 1608 wives and after 100 years, he is meeting Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani is asking one question that you left us and went away. So really, so she's telling, I'll give a punishment now. Because you don't know the difficulty of the viraha. But still we are remembering you because you were with flute, you were with this peacock feather. You had three banded form. No, I don't find the flute. I don't find the peacock feather. I don't find the three banded form. You are different now. So I curse you that you have to come back and you have to live a devotee's life to understand what is my pain in my heart. So that is why the Krishna Lila never ends. The Krishna Lila ends only with the Gaur Lila. So that's why today being Gauranga Mahaprabhu's appearance, I just wanted to just connect it. That Gaur Lila is nothing, an extension of Krishna Lila. When Krishna comes at Gauranga Mahaprabhu and he's in the Radha Bhav, and the Mayapur starts and then he started saving. He never killed anybody. And because of his power, because he has sent his army, Prabhupada has expanded Srila Prabhupada, and all of us are doing the job which Srila Prabhupada wants us to do, Jeevadaya, you know, Sankirtan, Nama Sankirtana. So, Krishna told, Sarva Dharman Paridvaja, Maam Ekam Charanam Vaja. But Mahaprabhu said, nothing you have to do, Naam Ekam Charanam Vaja, not Maam Ekam, Nama Ekam. So, when Krishna told that, Yeya Thama Prabhadhyante Tham Sadeva Vaja, that you have to minimum score 40 marks, then only you can pass. Mahaprabhu said, I know in Kali Yuga, people don't do. Even can do 20 marks, 10 marks and make it 40. And when Nityananda Prabhu saw, oh, people cannot do 10 marks. Nityananda Prabhu said, just please come, write your name on the exam paper, you have passed. Who will be more merciful? And Kali Yuga, people don't want to go. They say, oh, we have to go to the school to write the name. Then Srila Prabhupada, then he said, go and ask Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, don't come to the school. You don't write the name also. Sit at home and chant your rounds. We follow regulated principles. And catch my dhoti. Catch my dhoti means catch my instructions. Devotees are, we cannot catch your dhoti. Then Prabhupada said, go and meet my disciples. That's why Jayapataka Maharaj, Radhanath Maharaj, Gopal Krishna Maharaj, all the Maharajs come. So they said, you don't have to catch the dhoti. You have to just catch the chanting bag, do the 16 rounds properly, listen it properly, and just follow the regulative principles. And don't do Vaishnava Prat. Don't complain about anybody. Don't compare with anybody. Who gave better preaching? This, that, everybody is a servant of Krishna. Whoever serves, everybody gets. Because Krishna is the boss, we are the children. And never criticize. Two, three C's we remove. And one C we keep it chanting, chanting, chanting. So now we'll start. So, what happened once this Gaur Leela has started? In the Krishna Leela, there's Nalakuvara and Manigrava. They are the two devotees who got stuck up in the Damodar Leela. they are the son of Kubera, and they have done some sinful reactions, and that's why they got the curse. They became trees. And when Krishna came, and in the running water, he just opened the trees and they fell down. Krishna asked him, what do you want? They said, we don't want anything. They just told one sloka. Vanir gunanu katanihi shravano kathayam hastau chakarma sumanastava padayonaha smityam sirastava nivasa jagat praname drishti satam dashanestu tavatanunam. I'm going to do the class today because this I'm just giving a prelude only. I'll immediately jump into it. So this says that Vani Gunanu Katane. Whatever we listen, this Bhakti Sangha, the classes, the whoever speaks, the Vani, what they're telling about the Guna of Krishna and all the incarnations. Anu, that is Anu means we have to always Anukulya se Sangalpa. So Vani Guna, you have to Anukul, you have to take it. Katane. Whatever katha they talk, shravano kathayam, whoever listens, whoever tells, they have to do the anukaran, anusaran of what has been told. Hastau cha karmasu manastava padayonaha. Whatever you are doing in the hand and whatever doing karma, everything in the mind, it should be for the Supreme Lord. Smrityam shirastava nivasa jagat praname. And remembrance should be always in the head of nivasa jagat praname, the jagat guru Krishna. Drishti satam darshanestu bhavatanuna. And always see only Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Like everywhere you see Krishna. In everywhere there is Paramatma, so Krishna is there. Even if there is no living entity, in every atom Krishna is there. So you can see Krishna everywhere. So Mahaprabhu says, you can make the Bhuloka Vaikuntham by seeing Krishna everywhere. And if you don't see Krishna, everything is Maya. So actually in this there is a song, Braja Jana Priyatam, which is a song sung by Indresh Upadhyay. It's actually about Radha Raman. So once we end the class, if you have some time, I want to sing that song. There's a wonderful song of Radha Raman. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 9th chapter, 47th verse. Thank you, Mataji. Sri Sukha Uvacha. अथैवम् इति दोराजन् सादरं त्रिदशैर्हरिः स्वाम् उपस्थानम् आकर्ण्य प्राहातान् अभिनन्दिताः श्रीसुक उवाच अथैवम् इति दोराजन् सादरं त्रिदशैर्हरिः स्वाम् उपस्थानम् Karnya, Ha Karnya, Prahatan Abhinanditaha, Sri Suka Uvacha, Athaivam Itito Rajan, Sajaram Tridashair Harihi, Swam Upasthanam Akarnya, Prahatan Abhinanditaha. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Translation synonyms. Sri Suka Uvacha, Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, Atha, thereafter, evam, in this way, iditaha, being worshipped and offered obeisances, Rajan, O King, Sa Adaran, with proper respect, Tridashaihi, by all the demigods from the higher planetary systems, Harihi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Swam Upasthanam, their prayers glorify Him, Akarnya, hearing, Praha replied, Tam, Tan, unto them. Can you give Tan unto them? Unto them, the demigods, Abhinanditaha, being pleased. Translation of Prabhupada by Srila Prabhupada, Jai Srila Prabhupada ki Jai. Sri Sukadeva Goswami continued, O King Parikshit, when the demigods offered the Lord their sincere prayers in this way, the Lord listened by His causeless mercy. Being pleased, He then replied to the demigods. Can you see? Thank you. Now, 6th canto, 9th chapter, 47 verse. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Prito Ahamba Sura Shrestha, Shrestha, Sura Shrestha, Mad Ubastana, Vidyaya, Vidyaya, Atma Ishwarya, Aishwarya, Smriti Pumsam, Bhaktis Chaiva, Yayamahi. Synonyms. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, the Supreme Bhakti of Godhead said, Preetaha, pleased, Aham, I, Vaha, of you, Sura Shrestaha, O best of the demigods, Mat Upasthana, Vidyaya, by the highly advanced knowledge and prayers offered unto me, Atma Aishwarya Smriti, Atma Aishwarya Smritihi, remembrance of exalted transcendental position of me, the Supreme Person of Godhead, Pumsam, of men, Bhaktihi, devotional service, Cha, and Eva, certainly, Yaya, by which, Mai, unto me. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada, Jai Srila Prabhupada ki Jai. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O beloved demigods, you have offered your prayers to me with great knowledge and am certainly most pleased with you. A person is liberated by such knowledge and thus he remembers my exalted position, which is above the conditions of material life. Such a devotee is fully purified by offering prayers in full knowledge. This is the source of devotional service to me. Another name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Uttama Sloka, which means that He is offered prayers with selected verses. Bhakti means Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, chanting and hearing about Lord Vishnu. Impersonalists cannot be purified, for they do not offer personal prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even though they sometimes offer prayers, the prayers are not directed towards the Supreme Person. Impersonalists sometimes show their incomplete knowledge by addressing the Lord as being nameless. They always offer prayers indirectly, saying, you are this, you are that. But they do not know to whom they are praying. A devotee, however, always offers personal prayers. A devotee says, Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Govinda, unto Krishna. That is why to offer prayers if one continues to offer such personal prayers to the Supreme Percept Godhead, he is eligible to become a pure devotee and return home back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Om Ajnana Tibarandasya Gyananjana Salakya Chapchul Mnitam Mena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Snapitam Jena Puttale Swayam Rupa Kadami Yam Dadati Swayapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Uta Padakamadam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Sri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sagra Vagunatam Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagan Lita Sri Vishakanditam Sri Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namorchite Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriya Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhubya Evache Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare ನಮೋ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪದ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಶ್ರೀಮತಿ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ತನಮ್ನೆ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವಿ ಗೌರವಾಚಾರ್ಯ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮುಖಂ ಕರೋತಿ ವಾಚಲಂ ಪಂಗುಂ ಲಂಗೇ ತೇಗಿರಿಂ ಎತ್ ಪಾದಂ ವಿಶ್ವ ಗುರುಂ ದಿನ ಕಾರಣಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಪರಮಾನಂದ ಮಾಧವಂ Sri Chaitanya Vishwaram. So now, we are continuing from what has been left in the last time. So, we'll just do a recap of what has been discussed by the other Prabhus in the chapter 9. So, in the last, from 40th to 45th verse, the demigod's prayer to Krishna was like this. You are the Lord of the threes. The three things, please take another incarnation to kill Dhritarashtra. They requested, the demigods requested Krishna to take another incarnation to kill Dhritarashtra. You were begging for the mercy. They were telling, no, this means Krishna is the Supreme Lord, permission only, and Krishna's hand is everything, everywhere, and nobody can bypass Krishna and go, because everything Krishna gets to know. And the second thing is, nothing is unknown to you, that Krishna never makes mistakes. It's no wrong number. It's always correct. Because currently, there may be wrong numbers coming in when we make phone calls. In the mobile phone, no wrong number comes. In the previous days, when the telephone was there, people make the call. In the night at 2 o'clock, the joint number is in at 2 o'clock. So some relatives are not well. So they just pick the call, everybody waiting. Hello, Hare Krishna. Ha! Oh, Prasad Prabhu hai? Prasad Bhai hai? So some wrong number comes. So Krishna never makes wrong number. If something good has to come, he hits in the right place. And some wrong sinful action had to come, so it will not go in the wrong number. Third important point is Krishna loves us more than we love ourselves, because we know this Atma. I know I'm 64 year old, so I know this Atma and the Sharira only for this life. The previous Sharira I don't remember, because Krishna has the 15th chapter, 15th verse, Sarvasya Chaham Vidyasam Nivesta Matta Smritir Jnanam Aponam. So the Jnanam Aponam has gone, but Krishna knows every life for 80 lakh species of animals and plants, and then 4 lakh of human beings. Of that, we have come to the final level. So, Krishna loves us more than we love our body or Atma. Krishna loves our Atma. So, we should never doubt anything happening. We should take it. Krishna knows it. Krishna has sanctioned it. So, it is for me. I have to take it. That's all. So, and in the 47 to 50, today's verses, the gist is, your prayers are knowledgeable, Krishna is telling. But Krishna says, pure devotees do not ask anything but bhakti. The demigods are asking for to save from Dhritarashtra and all, but the devotees will ask only for bhakti. And there is one more important thing, fools fulfill their material desires. So if you are going to try to chant and get a material desire, fulfill your fools. And devotees discourage karma. We want to do everything akarma, no? Karma, vikarma, akarma. Karma is getting punya karma. Then we are going to get pious and to take birth in Swargaloka. And vikarma is going to be hellish planet. All wrong things, no meeting, no gambling in the earth. And akarma is keeping Krishna in the center, dovetailing, so there is no karma, so we don't have to come back. So this is the gist. And from 51 to 55, the shorter till the end, the points are, they approach Dadichi and beg for his body. And Vishwakarma will make the thunderbolt with his bones of Dadichi. And Dhritarashtra, who is Chitraketu last life, Krishna is telling, he's my devotee and will not harm you. But devotee will never do harm. So this is the gist of what has been spoken and what is going to be spoken today and what we're going to speak. And I will just give a small summary of the sixth canto, because today's verse is not so much to speak. So the summary of sixth canto is, first portion is about Ajamila. So from chapter 1 to chapter 3 in the sixth canto, the compassionate Parikshit Maharaj is asking Sukadeva Goswami how the suffering living entities who fall to the hellish worlds can be delivered. And in reply, Sukadeva Goswami describes the potency of Ajamila's chanting the holy name of the Lord at the time of death. This is the sharp point we get in the sixth canto from chapter 1. And such chanting fully protects a devotee from the agents of Yamaraj. So this is the completion of 1 to 3 chapters. And 4 to 6 chapters, the Daksha, we are discussing now. Prajapati Daksha curses Narada Muni for convincing his thousands of sons to take sannyas. So he got annoyed. So he cursing. Next, he's pleased, however, with the birth of 60 daughters. Daksha is happy. Who eventually fulfills his desire to fill the universe with progeny, living entities. Now the today's verse from 7th chapter to 13th chapter. We are in the 9th chapter in the middle. It's about Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra, who appears in the family of demons, is actually a great devotee of the Lord, right? The Chitraketu, because he just smiled, he was just laughed at Parvati, and she got annoyed, Shiva was not annoyed, and any curse the devotee gets, they never revoked. Even Parikshit Maharaj, when he got the curse, he took it. He said, I'm getting a chance, 7 days I can go back, come back to God, I can remember. So devotees always take even curse as a blessing from being disguised. And thus, at one point, Indra is ashamed to fight with him. But Dhritarashtra convinces Indra to do his duty. Fight, kill me, he's telling. You know that Dadichi's bones has brought. And when Indra kills Dhritarashtra, sinful reactions personified pursues King Indra, who hides in Manasarovara in the stem of the lotus flower and meditates there for 1,000 years. In the last portion of this sixth canto is Chitraketu from 14th chapter to 19th chapter. Dhritarashtra's previous birth as Chitraketu shows his great devotion to Sankarsana. He was meditating. Chitraketu was cursed by Parvati to become an asura in his next life for the insult he made to her. By humbly accepting the curse, he reveals a pure devotee's tolerance of everything that happens to him, as the Lord is merciful. Wherever, whether he goes to heaven or hell, the devotee wants only Krishna, that's all. So this is not the summarization. So now, what we can understand is, so the demigods, which the Lord very much desired to give as a good and sweet, a good and sweet father. Like a father wants to make the children do good. So when they are not asking for devotional service, Krishna is upset. So that is the aspiration, because the demigods have aspiration for material profits, and they please God to get material things. But instead of the demigods aspiring for material profits, and they prayed for enmity, an opportunity to kill their enemy Vritrasura, who was actually a pure devotee in the past life, Chitraketu. So the difference between a pure devotee and the devotee on the material platform is, there's the difference. Indirectly, the Lord regretted that the demigods did not ask for pure devotional service. This is what the Lord is sad. So now, what we understand is, we are in the material world, but the heavenly denizens who are all there, what they saw one time, when Prithu Maharaja and his wife, they did such wonderful devotional service to Krishna. Though Indra was trying to stop his Rajasvi Yajna, and whatever he was doing, he was trying to stop. But Prithu Maharaja himself is an incarnation of Krishna. So he lived really like a devotee, he showed. And they both finished their life and they went back home, back to Godhead. They crossed Swargaloka, Maharlok, Janalok, Tapalok, Satyalok, Brahmalok. And so all the Makajis of Swargalok, they were praying to Krishna that we are so unfortunate that we are getting 12,000 years of life in Swargaloka. We are just in sense gratification. We are not able to remember Krishna because there is no agony. There is always happy, happy, happy sense gratification. So they are telling, please give us a birth in the material world, because only in the material world there is a balanced life. There is ups and downs. Material pleasure by sense enjoyment, you get shani, temporary, then again miseries. And when the miseries time, you remember Krishna. That's why Kunti says, give me more miseries so that I will remember you. When I remember you, come, then you come and you save me. So I want this. But we devotee cannot ask such vows to Krishna. So hence, the denizens of heaven, they are all asking to Krishna for giving birth in the material world. So what we can understand, that we as working devotees, we are not pure devotees, but we are trying. But there is always a disturbance of the mind, which we have to do the manas siksha, and the chanting is not able to be proper, and we are not able to do proper shravanam also. And whatever we are listening, we are not absorbing, and we are not giving it to the proper sources. Jivadaya is not happening. So we will discuss what will help us to really become pure devotees. Because the demigods, they are making all mistakes. That's why Krishna is perplexed. But we have gone in the Bhuloka, but still we are not able to follow what Krishna desires. So we will just discuss what Krishna desires. So here, the example is, now we will just discuss Kulashekar Alvar. In Mukundamala, he has given one very good verse, which is glorifying Krishna. And if that mantra we can learn, and that we can memorize, understand, and then put it in our life, then we don't have to suffer at all. We can always remember Krishna. Just like that. That sloka is, and this is giving full, complete devotee's life, what happens by chanting Krishna's name. Shatru chad chedai kamantram sakalam upanishad vakya sampujya mantram samsaramo cheda mantram samuchitat tamasa sanga nirjana mantram mantram Jai Krishna mantram mantram. So in this verse, Kulashekar Alvar chant the name of Krishna Mahamantra. You can keep chanting. What will happen? Janma Safalya mantram. So this, every line will see the meaning. Shatru Chedeke mantram. What is the Shatru in our life? O tongue, please constantly chant the mantra composed of Sri Krishna's names. This is the only mantra for destroying all enemies. Enemies are Kama, Krodha, Lobha. Vedanta Sutra, there is Durga Sukta, all the Suktas and Upanishads, it's written here. The mantra that approved, actually this thing, that's what they're telling, Sakala Upanishad Vakya Sampuja Mantra. So all the other Upanishad mantras are doing circumambulation of Mahamantra. So that's why you say Krishna's name, all others are there, they are part of this. Then Samuchitat Tamasa Sangha Niryana Mantra. By chanting, what happens? The mantra will uproot samsara. Samsara sagare magnam dhinam mam upayantite. That means the samsara bandhana, janma mitu jara vyadi, my wife, my husband, my children, my son, my, so many my we tell, and finally we get tera my sin, that my sin. So we keep on taking, so that samsara sagare magnam, we are getting attached. So then what happened? The mantra is telling, Sarva Aishwaryaka Mantra. By chanting the holy name, if whatever is required, Krishna will go to Aishwarya. The mantra that drives away all darkness of ignorance. The ignorance, what if Adibhautik, Adidevik, Adhyatmik, these things will go off. And the darkness is also, the three modes of material nature will not have an impact if you are doing the chanting of mantra properly. And this mantra for attaining infinite opulence. Sarva Aishwarika Mantram. Vasana Bhujaga Sandashta Santrana Mantram. Vasana Bhujaga. This mantra for curing those bitten by the poisonous snake of worldly distress. The worldly distress, we are so much attached, we are doing so much wrong things. So this poisonous thing will be removed by chanting Krishna's name. And finally it's telling Jikve Sri Krishna Mantram. Jikva means tongue. When we chant the holy name of Krishna with the tongue, Janma Safalya Mantram. Janma Safal ho jayega. And the mantra for making one's birth in this world successful. So this mantra, I will post it in the to Shyamagauri Mataji. You all can take it, because this mantra is also the pronounced in the nice way. Because this six Krishna, Kirtana, that also in the same way it can be sung. Shatru Chedai Kamantram Sakalam Upanishad Vakya Sampuja Mantram Samsara Mocheda Mantram Samuchitat Tamasa Sangha Nilyana Mantram Sarva Aishwarya Kamantram Vasana Bhujaga Sandrishta Santrana Mantram Jikve Sri Krishna Mantram Japa Japa Satatam Janma Safalya Mantram. So this sloka is very, very important for any Vaishnava, for any of the sampradayas, because this is telling the glory of the Krishna's name and how it can drive out all the ignorance, how it can give you the material opulence. At the same time, you'll come out of the avidya and all the snake, poisonous worldly distress will be removed, and this will make the birth of the Vaishnava, Safalya, that is attaining signs of self-realization, go back home, back to God. This is the long and short of this. Now what we will do, the next step is, we understood which mantra is so powerful, but this is actually glorifying about Mahamantra only. I'm not telling you do this mantra. This mantra to remind us that we should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Actually, Aindra Prabhu has given some tips for chanting. What he has said, just take two minutes only. He's telling when we chant, we should chant in the morning Brahma Muhurta time. Why? Because 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock, Lord Krishna is going with the other Gopas to find out where the people are awake and chanting. So if they find I know in Bhakti Sangha there's always chanting is going on. So immediately Krishna says, we'll go to this house, and makan chori is not just taking the makan from there. It is makan outside and makan inside. Inside our heart, Krishna wants our heart to become like butter. Butter, two things. One is it's soft and then it is pure white. So the softness indicates that it should be very, very it should be totally humble. It should be completely selfless as a servant. And what does it mean by white? It is pure. It is no meat eating, no gam. Completely pure. There is no abhigya. Everything is so. One is the purity and one is the softness of the heart. So Krishna will come only when there is a soft butter inside. So if we have to attract Krishna to steal our heart, then we should chant and do carefully and do good Vaishnava Seva and become humble so that it becomes a softer, butter heart. And by purity is force. When we are not doing any illicit sex or even thinking of that, then automatically it becomes pure. Krishna just said, we'll go to his heart. So that is, we are telling about that. And then, there is one shloka which I will tell you, which will tell the importance of Bhagavatam. Because unless we read Bhagavatam carefully and properly, we will not be able to attract Krishna. And we can, when we read Bhagavatam properly, automatically we will be able to chant better. It is a, both are, once you chant nicely, I forgot to tell about Ayendra Prabhu. So Ayendra Prabhu is telling that we should chant between 4 and 7 because Krishna tries to target where to hit. And Mahaprabhu also, from 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock, he's always out. Because he told Nityananda Prabhu, Patiya che naam hatta jibir karon, Nadiya godrume Nityananda Mahajan, Patiya che naam hatta jibir karon, Shraddhavan janahe. Actually, when Krishna came, Krishna told that, you follow my instructions, Sarva Dharman Parijaya, then I will take you back home, I will purify your sinful reaction. Krishna is telling, that whatever you do, you will get accordingly. So you have to get 40 marks. So Krishna says, you do 40, I will give you. But Mahaprabhu says, you give like that, he is very simple and Nityananda Prabhu is more simple. So actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had told Nityananda Prabhu that go and tell everyone to chant the name of Krishna. But what Nityananda Prabhu went and told, Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gaurangir Namre, Jejano Gauranga Bhaje, Shehoi Nitair Pranare, Bhaja Gauranga, Gauranga Boliya, Dubahu Tuniya, Nachiya, nachiya, beda, ure. Gauranga bhajile, Gauranga japile, oi dukhe avasan re. It's so simple actually. You all should learn Bengali. Bengali and Hindi is very close. Bhaja Gauranga, bhajo, Gauranga bhajo. You do bhajan. Kaha Gauranga, chant the name of Gauranga. Laho Gauranga, take the name of Gauranga. And je jano Gauranga bhaje. Jo bhi Gauranga naam bhatta hai, whoever is chanting name of Gauranga, che hoi amar prandre. He's telling amar ko nitayan, which is che hoi nitayan prandre. Gauranga boliya, du bahu tuliya. Just say, Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. Raise your hand and go. Du bahu tuliya, nachiya, nachiya, bedaure. Bedaure means just go around in the market and do Gauranga bhajan. Gauranga bhajile, Gauranga japile. If you do the bhajan of Gauranga, and if you do the japa of Gauranga, hoi dukkhe labasanare. All your dukkha, what is it? Adi bhautik, adhyatmik, adi devik, janma mitu, jara vaidhi, kama krodh, moh, no, everything will be uprooted. So Mahaprabhu told everybody to chant Krishna, but he told, so if we have to please Nityananda Prabhu, we have to do Gauranga bhajan also. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sivasini, Gauravaktananda. At least one mala you do, you'll find big change in chanting. Because once you chant Gauranga's name, Nityananda Prabhu becomes very happy. And Nityananda Prabhu is Adi Guru, and Nityananda Prabhu is carrying the Krishna Prem in hand. So you want your Naam Richa to go up, you have to definitely chant Gauranga. Nityananda Prabhu will grant. And when Nityananda Prabhu recommends, Mahaprabhu says yes. And Mahaprabhu is Radharani mood. Radharani recommends, Krishna gets it. Finish straight. This is the equation. So don't think I'm going here and there. But today is Gaur Purnima, so that's coming in my mind. So now, how to become good devotees? In the Bhagavatam, there's a sloka which is telling about the how the Bhagavatam came. Grantha Ashtadaso Sahasro. Grantha Ashtadaso Sahasro. Dvadashaskanda Samgita. Parikshit Sukha Sambhado. Srinu Bhagavatam Chatat. Here it says that the Grantha of Bhagavatam is made of Ashtadaso Sahasro. Ashtadaso means 18. Sahasra means into 1000. So 18,000 slokas. Dvadasha Skanda Samhita. It is divided into 12 cantos. Parishit Sukha Sambhado. It's a description. Parishit is telling and Sukadev Goswami is telling and Parishit Maharaj is listening. Srinu Bhagavatam Chatat. This is only Bhagavatam. Now, Prabhupada is telling, he asked somebody, how many times you read Bhagavatam? So that Prabhu was little proud. He told Prabhupada, I read whole Bhagavatam, 12 cantos, you know, 4 times. 4. You have to read minimum, that means you have not read at all. Even Prabhupada has read 4 times. So you should not be proud. Prabhupada said, minimum 15, 16 times you should read. Then only I can understand you have read Bhagavatam. Actually, we should not be proud of, because the more we read, the more we, what happens, why, what happens when we read? Now, how many times we have to read? There's one sloka for that. Sada, sada, sada seva, sada sevya, sada sevya, Srimad Bhagavati katha, yes, yes, savana matrena, hari chittam samashrayet. Sada sevya, if you are reading Bhagavatam every time, many times, Srimad Bhagavati Katha, about Krishna's Katha, Bhagavat Katha. Yes, yes, Shravana Matrena. So, once you are properly listening, then Krishna, what he does? Hari Chittam Samashraye. Hari is coming and Chittam, he's coming in the heart, he sits there. He's there as Paramatma, but he will come to support you to remove all your negatives. So, Sada Seva means always serve Srimad Bhagavatam, 2 times, 3 times, is not just uninterruptedly. Till you die, that's why Nityam Bhagavata Seva is very important. And the Bhagavatam is what? It is not for eating. Pibata Bhagavatam Rasamale. It's actually juice. It's a rasa. So Srimad Bhagavatam, don't read or write. Read, write, write, and read, write so much that you should become, drink Srimad Bhagavatam. Because Srimad Bhagavatam is alayam, rasamalayam. Alaya means a house, bandar. Rasa means Bhagavata rasa. So, alaya means, laya means lay down. So you drink so much that you lie down. You are intoxicated, unmat. So we must read Srimad Bhagavatam, Rasamalayam so much. One must drink in our life so that our body is full of Srimad Bhagavatam, Rasamalayam. It should overflow. Dakarana chahiye. When it comes out of the mouth, it should go to the next person who is listening, and he should become, again, he should drink. So, like people drink whiskey, brandy, you should just drink rasam, Bhagavata rasam. And you will fall down because unmat, he's becoming intoxicated. He doesn't know where he's walking. That by hearing Srimad Bhagavata rasamalayam from us, whoever listens, the listener also will get the intoxicated drink through us, through our mouth and through their ears. And over, it overflows from his whole body. That is preaching. So, he will become a drunkard of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, now the next question is, when the Srimad Bhagavatam you are listening, Krishna is telling, I go and sit in the heart of the Harichittam Samashraya. So, Krishna is Tribhanga and our heart is like a plastic tube. So, if Krishna is Tribhanga, he has to go inside because he is so much attracted to your reading Bhagavatam. He is going inside. And when Tribhanga goes into the plastic, Krishna gets stuck up. And when Krishna gets stuck up, he is full of power, he is so much light, all the andhakar will go. That means who reads Bhagavatam nicely, Krishna's, the tejas is inside your heart, then you will never do wrong. And you will always go back home, back to God. So read Srimad Bhagavatam, Hari Chittam, Hari will enter and tear the heart, enter the heart like the plastic Krishna, Teri Chittam is coming, Tribhanga inside the body and locks up. That's what the Prabhu who was, I forgot the name, who wrote this Chaurashtakam. Vane Prasidam Navanita Choram, Vilva Mangala Thakur. Vilva Mangala Thakur says that you have stolen everything. You have stolen the butter. You have stolen Radharani's heart. You have stolen the clothes, everything. Now, you have stolen my heart. You have stolen my property. You have become made me a bhikari. So now, I am going to lock you inside my heart by my chanting. And I will tie you with the bound, with the prema of my love, my chanting love. So like that, Krishna gets locked up. Locked up within the plastic bottle of as our heart. Yat gatvan anivartante tad dhama parmo. He goes inside, he cannot come out. And Krishna is happy actually. Krishna cannot go out of our heart. If one distance Srimad Bhagavatam, Hari goes inside our heart, then Mukti stands outside waiting. They want to give Mukti, but devotee doesn't want Mukti. He doesn't want. So Srimad Bhagavatam, if you listen and realize and apply and distribute, that is a success in our life. Now the next question is, if somebody has not read Bhagavatam at all, what happened? So why we are reading this point? Because Krishna is upset. The demigods, they are devotees, but they are not reading Bhagavatam. So if one does not listen Bhagavatam, for them it's not like, I'm just telling, in the material world, if somebody, then there's a sloka. Tavat samsara chakre asmin brahmate jnanena tarpuman yavat karna gata nasti sukha shastra katha kshanam. That means that person who doesn't read Bhagavatam at all in his life will go round a brahma bhuna loga punaravartin, go round up and down. If you do punya karma, go to brahma loka, then swarga loka, again do, finish the punya karma, come back to the material world, again do papa karma, go to the atala vitala sitala mahatala ratatala patala, or go up Bhuvar, Suvar, Mahal, General Tapa, they like it, go up and down. You cannot go out. So this is the problem. Infinite times will take birth. Maybe animal, maybe creeper, human being. So there is no liberation. You will not go out. Now the next question. If somebody reads sloka Bhagavatam, one sloka per day or half sloka. So there is one. What is the effect of that? There is one sloka. Sloka artham sloka padam. If you're reading only one padam, Patet Bhagavatam Chaya. If you're reading it with one line every day, Nityam Punyam Avapnoti, what is the Punyam you will get? Raja Surya Ashwamedha Yoho. You will get the benefit of Raja Surya Yajna. It's not material, it's only Punya Karma only, it's not spiritual. But since Raja Surya Yajna, people do with 100 horses, they come and then sacrifice. So, if you read little also, you'll get material opponents, but you will not get spiritually enlightened. Now, if anybody is reading Bhagavatam every day, Nityam Bhagavatam, this is what devotee wanted on. Yuktam Bhagavatam Nityam Kritam Cha Harichittamam Tulasi Poshanam Chaiva Venu Nama Sevanam Sevanam Venu Se Nama Sevanam Saman. So what he's telling is, Yuktam Bhagavatam Nityam, one who reads Bhagavatam and listens Bhagavatam every day, those who come to Bhakti Sabha every day, they'll get the benefit. Kritam cha Hari Chittamam, after hearing Bhagavatam every day, the Hari will come and sit in our heart. So it will become soft. So it will not have any andhakar, there is no ignorance. Then what is the benefit? What is the effect by reading? Hari will sit, but Tulasi Poshanam Chaiva, like you are doing Tulasi Seva every day. And Denu Nama Sevanam Saman. Denu Nam Sevanam means cow, go seva. So now, Tulasi Seva, many people know what is the Tulasi Seva. Tulasi Seva, there's a sloka to know what is the Tulasi. Ya Drishta Nikhilang Samasam Sangashamani Srishta Vapur Pavani Roganam Abhimandita Nirasani Suktangat Trayani Pratyashakti Vidayani Bhagavataha Krishna Shraya Samropitaha Yes Yastas Charane Bhakti Balada Tasya tulasyayai tulasyayai namaha. The meaning is, those who are doing everyday tulsi arti, and you are giving water on the tulsi, and every day you take tulsi leaf and put it in the water and offer to Krishna, and every day you or circumambulate four times every day, and namo nama tulasi Krishna priyasi namo nama Radha Krishna seva pabo eya bhilashi. Radha Krishna seva pabo eya bhilashi. That is, Radha Krishna seva you get by just being worshipping tulsi, you get Radha Krishna seva. You'll get the seva of Radha Krishna. Jeto mara sharna loi tara vancha purna hoi. Those who are worshipping tulsi every day, tara vancha purna hoi. All your spiritual desires will get fulfilled. Kripa kori koro tare brindavano vashi. She will do the kripa. Moraiya bilas, bilas kunje diyo baas. Noyone heri bo sada jugla rupa rasi. I have no desire. I want to go to bilas kunje. I want to go with Radharani and Krishna. I want to live there. You ask them, she'll give that also. Bina Krishna da se koi e jano mora hoi. Shri Radha Govinda preme sada jano baashi. If you, the tulsi you will get benefit is, you will get sada jano baashi. Always Shri Radha Govinda preme. Vinda Shri Radha Govinda preme. So this is what tulsi seva to do. You will be always with Krishna because tulsi is always in the lotus feet of Krishna. And if you are worshipping, you are also in the lotus feet of Krishna. So today we should read about what is lotus feet of Krishna. And in the end, even the gopis, when Krishna went away of the gopi jeet, they are asking. In is in the field of tulsi seva. If you read Srimad Bhagavatam till the end of life, then another sloka. Antakale tu yenaiva kuntam govindo api prayachasi. The last sloka. So here, what I have been told is, if you read Srimad Bhagavatam till the end of your life without break, Kulishekar Advar is telling to Ranganath Swami, that I am doing so much now, I am trying to do because I am hale and healthy. At the time of death, suppose I get cancer or I become unconscious at the time of death or I get an accident and die in a miserable accident or I get memory loss. Abilizer. So, what will happen? So, Ranganathji is telling Antakale tu ye naiva, that if you are doing till you are okay, hale and healthy, Shuvete Sukha Shastrava. In listening every day. Then Vidya Tasyeva Vaikuntam. I guarantee you Vaikuntam because they are actually Sri Sampada looking only as a servant. They are going with the, they are watching only in Arayana. So he has told Vaikuntam. So for us, Golokpanda because Gaudiyas, they are Gaudiyas. So Tasyeva Vaikuntam Govindo Api Prayachati. So he's telling, even if you forget your memory or whatever happens, I will hold your hand and take you back home, back to God, to Golokpandavana. So that is why I am trying to harp on the Bhagavatam, because this few slokas, if you don't know, you cannot explain. One is always chanting and reading Srimad Bhagavatam by renouncing, you know, pratikul you have to reject, anukul you have to take, accepting anukul seva for Krishna. In every breath, you should remember Srimad Bhagavatam, and it's a big sampatti, and it is a kalpataru. Bhakti Lata Beach, the Adhyatmik Kalpataru tree. So read all the Srimad Bhagavatam purport of Srila Prabhupada. Why? Because this Aindra Prabhu is telling all the purport of Srila Prabhupada, actually the love letter written to each one of us. Srila Prabhupada said, I've written, if you read it, it's a love letter between you and Krishna. You can relate to Krishna. And all letters to all of us personally are 18,000 purports in the letter written by Prabhupada to Krishna. Each one of us, we must read every word of the purport because they're Amrit. If you read that and we follow the Shastras again properly, we do Swadhyay, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitam, the like Bhakti Sangha, and Shuddha Vaishnava Seva, and chanting properly, focused, remembering we should do in the morning between 4 and 7 or 3 and 7. Before 7, we have to complete. Additional round, you can do more, but before 7, you can do company. Matajis who are doing cooking at home, they will say, our children will go to school. Once the Prabhu and children goes, immediately should start chanting. You cannot keep the chanting for the evening. Because Brahma Murti time is very important. And we should also chant and listen carefully. If you don't listen, we will not get the impact. And no Vaishnava Aparad. And to do no Vaishnava Aparad, 3 points I told. Never complain about anybody, materially, spiritually, anybody. Don't complain. We cannot be judged. We can be judged for us. We go near the mirror and see what all you have done. What all the thoughts going on. So we can be judge of ourselves. Never complain about it. Never compare. Oh, he gave a good class. I gave a good class. I am singing well. We are all Katputi of Krishna. We are all dogs. Tumi to Thakur, Tumar, Kukur. I am telling class because Krishna is making me to tell. I am not the speaker. I am the loudspeaker. Always Krishna, Prabhupada is the speaker. Guru Maharaj is the speaker. I am the loudspeaker. So never get into the head comparing. Oh, he did. Everybody is doing a service. And Krishna is the root. And even if today I am talking or somebody talking, the tree gets it. When the root gets water, the whole tree grows. And we are one of the leaf in the tree. So we don't have to worry about who is big, who is small, nothing. Everybody is a servant. If somebody is doing, we should help him. Oh, should I serve you? Please serve me, Krishna. I'll be a dasana das. And never criticize. These three C's. No complaint, no comparison, no criticism. If you do this three things, you stop it. Vaishnava Paraj will come down in a big way and then your chanting will improve. So Swadhyaya we have to do chanting focus. Srimad Bhagavatam, book selling is important because Krishna, Prabhupada said those who do book distribution for them, ticket for back home is 100%. They'll never come back. Because there's so much of ego problem, no? You tell and somebody doesn't know, you feel bad, it hits you. So you should have tolerance. So again, Srimad Bhagavatam is the Rasamalayam, Rasa Swadan. So Prabhupada said, my disciples have no time to read my books. So that's actually why Vyasa Prabhu is telling that Krishna Prabhupada is taunting. He says that the body should be filled with Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam Rasa, and distribute the Srimad Bhagavatam to the whole world. This is the Vaishnava's life. So there is another slok also. Shri Rama Govinda Mukunda Shaure, Shri Krishna Narayana Vasudeva, Iti Adi Nama Amrita Pana Matta, Bringadi Paya Kila Dukkha Hantre. O Shri Rama, O Govinda, O Mukunda, O Shauri, O Shri Krishna, O Narayana, O Vasudeva, I offer my obeisances unto you, Shri Shiva, who art the monarch ruling over all over the bee-like devotees, who are mad to drink the nectar of those and other innumerable names of Hari, and who thus destroy all grief. So this Sri Rama Govinda, this mantra. So there are our Bhagavatam is filled with so many big things that it will really help us. So now by doing this, we understand the importance of Bhagavatam. Those who doesn't read Bhagavatam, read only one verse in the Bhagavatam, half verse in the Bhagavatam. Those who continuously read Bhagavatam, so what will happen in the time of death, everything is covered in this few slokas. Now I got how much time? Just only 6:50. I'll just take 10 more minutes. So now what we will read is, we always talk about lotus feet, lotus feet, lotus feet. So we will just see what the lotus feet says. Only 10 minutes I'll complete. Once you read this lotus feet every day, then you will never forget. You will just go and jump on lotus feet. Krishna's lotus feet is on the right lotus feet. There's barleycorn, there's disc wheel. I'll send to Shyamagauri Mataji. Disc wheel, lotus flower, elephant god, thunderbolt, vajra, victory flag, umbrella, uddhavareka, 4 swastikas, 4 jamun fruits, ashtagon, 8 octagon. And on the left foot of Krishna is Akash. There are 2 circles. And conch shell. Unstrung bow. There is no the bow without the string. Cow's hoof print. 4 water pots. Triangle. Half moon and fish. Now, this has been told as Chandradham Kalasham Trikona Dhamsi Kham Goshpadam Pro. Yavankusham Dvaja Dvaja Vibranam Harim Bhaje. I worship Lord Hari Krishna, whose feet are endowed with 19 great opulences, or on the left foot the half moon, water pot, triangle, bow, sky, cow's hoof print, fish conch, and the right foot the 8-pointed star, swastika, wheel, parasol, barleycorn, elephant gourd, flag, thunderbolt, vajra, jambu fruit, urdhva reka and lotus. Now we'll just take each one. Why the fish is important? Why we should, if you, unless we read this, we'll not be able to read. No, fish is there. What fish? Fish, matsya, is there in the lotus feet of Krishna, because this mark shows that just as a fish cannot live without water, similarly, the surrendered devotees cannot live a moment without directly associating with the lotus feet of Krishna. So the lotus feet of Krishna is compared to water. And the devotees who are surrendered, if you want to become a surrendered devotee, we are the fish. So we should remember the lotus feet. That's why the fish we should remember. Like the fish cannot live without water. If you want to really call a devotee, then we should never forget. We should not be able to live without Krishna's lotus feet. It also shows that all the cherished desires and the longings of those who resort to the lotus feet will be truly fulfilled. If you remember the lotus feet, this is the Phalashruti. The most cherished desires and longings of those who resort to the lotus feet will be truly fulfilled. Guarantee kar diya. Third, it also means that the mind is very fickle. Mind is thinking about this, thinking about that. Krishna, Arjuna is telling, Chanchala Mimana Krishna, Pramati Balavadadam. Just like a fish who wavers this way and that way. So only after much meditation on the feet, finally come into the heart. So the Krishna is telling, I will not come into your heart like that. You have to meditate on me. So meditate means the mind has to meditate. It also indicates that the lotus feet will come to live in one's heart. Only if the heart has been liquefied by soft, loving emotions. The feet do not thrive where it is dead. So our heart has to be with loving emotion. We should be having so much Krishna Katha. And it should be soft like makkhan. Then only the lotus will come and stick. With a dry heart, Krishna doesn't want. So if you want lotus feet, we should be very namrata. We should not be annoyed. We should not shout. We should have karunyam. We should like Radharani's mood, we should copy and we should try to be good with everybody. Then only lotus feet will come and we'll never forget. So this fish is over. Now fish will remember so many things. And then this also print out. Conch shell, shankha. The shankha we are doing. Samsara dhava nalalita loka pranaya karunya gana ganatvam praptasya kalyana gunarna vasyam. One day Guru Sri Charana Aravindam. We start with Agarbati, then we do with lamb, ghee lamb, and then we come to the shank. What is shank? We pour the water to do the washing, the bathing of Lord Gopal or Radha Krishna. We are giving the bath with a handkerchief, we rub that. So this means that the Deepa is showing that samsara dava nalalida loka pranaya karunyaka. So our life is in samsara davanal, fire. And the shank is showing that Krishna's mercy, the lotus feet, when it comes, davanal will go off and we are not having fire. This auspicious mark indicates those who of lotus feet are always rest adhyatmik, all this klesha will go off. You have to remember lotus feet. Just as during the arati ceremony, The conchal is used to hold the water that is offered directly after the fire of the ghee lamp. So ghee lamp shows Davanal. And the water shows you're telling Bhujanikare to stop. Similarly, lotus feet holds transcendental water that soothes its devotees from blazing fire of material miseries. Janma Mithu Jara Vyadi. You'll get out of that. Also, this symbol proclaims ultimate victory for the devotee, Jayapataka. If you just lotus feet, remember you have won the case. The conch shell marks on the feet contains the entire ocean of the material existence. That may now be easily crossed. It becomes like curved footprints. Believe that. That big ocean, Samsara Sagar, Bhava Sagara, by the Bhavarog will be removed by just conch shell and chant. That you should chant and think of the lotus feet, then you become like a small water you can cross and go back. So this mark also shows that who resort to lotus feet become completely fearless, because we assume we'll go back and back to Godhead. Next, disc, chakra, or the brilliance. Now, the chakra cuts the six enemies of our devotee. What are the six enemies? Kamaha, krodha, lobha, moha, madamasarya, lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy, and bewilderment. This mark cuts down six enemies of the devotee. So we will become pure. And this chakra indicates that the tejas tattva, brightness, or the principle of brilliance by which the Lord destroys the darkness of the sins from within this devotee's heart. There are so many sins coming from the heart, including some and all, that will be removed by chakra. Fourth, gourd, ankusha. This mark indicates that meditation of the lotus feet brings the elephant of the devotee's mind under control. Our mind is like an elephant jumping, big, big. So elephant gourd, when you think of the lotus feet, tuff, stop the mind, go below the lotus feet of Krishna. Like Siddharth Bhakti Thakur says, every morning you beat the mind with 100 times with a chappal, night before with a jhadu, you just 100 times you hit, mind will stop. So this ankusha, gourd, it will control the elephant-like mind and keep it on the right path. It's not allowed to go here and there. Go to the right path, dharma. Dharmam Shakta Bhagavad Pranitam. It also shows that those who thus stay on the path of toward to the feet become superior among men, because the elephant is the top. So elephant god means Krishna will keep you very close to his heart. Just as one riding on the top of the elephant travels far above the rest. It's not proudness. It is a security. Once Hanumanji was there, Ramachandra Prabhu was having one book. He said, what is this, Prabhu? He said, this is a book where I'm writing all my devotees' names, who are my close, who are always remembering me. So can I see that? So Hanumanji saw Sugriva, Vibhishana, all names are there. Swamiji, my name is not there. I don't know. I'm very sad. I'm trying my best to serve you, but I don't know why my name is not there. He's crying. So then Ramachandra was telling, there's one more book I got where I always remember them. Other one is about devotees remember me. But this, I remember my devotee. Can I see that? He sees that. All pages, Hanuman, Bhadrak Bhadi Ki Jai. So Ramachandra showed that if you're always remembering, Krishna will also remember us every time. So this is about a goal. Now the next, flag, dvaja. They give security and safe protection from all fears. There'll be no worry about Jara Maranabhayam. People are only worried about death and old age. This mark announces that for the devotees meditating on the lotus feet, they give security and safe protection from all sorts of fear. No worry. Ghost, nothing. And then thunderbolt, vajra. Creation, prarabdha karma. This mark reveals that the meditation of the lotus feet smashes to pieces the mountain of the devotee's karmic reaction to the past sins of the past life. It also indicates that whoever holds onto the lotus feet becomes as exalted as Indra. Indra is actually the king of all the devas. So it's not for proudness, it is just to show that He'll take us closer to Krishna, whose weapon is the thunderbolt vajra. Now lotus flower, kamal phool. This increases the greed for nectar in the mind of bee-like devotees. This mark increases the greed for the nectar in the mind of the bee-like devotees who meditate on the lotus feet. The lotus feet also signifies that just as the lotus grow out of water, similarly, those whose eyes swell with tears upon holding the divine lotus feet, to their heart receives the high purpose. Not getting a missing elderly. He's always resides in his lotus feet, rendering humble services. It signifies that his feet are so soft that they can only be compared to the lotus petals. Indeed, upon first glancing at the lotus feet, you would think you are directly seeing the fresh lotus blossom. It also reveals that just as a lotus blooms by day and contracts by the night, similarly, those who remain steeped in meditation on the lotus feet always feel the blossoming unfoldment of brilliant sattvic ecstasies that dispel the darkness of ignorance. Your ignorance will be removed. I'll send it, because there's only 7 and last 8 months. It also means that the bee of the devotee's mind cannot fly beyond the bondage of jnana, that is knowledge, and vairagya renunciation, without the temptation offered by the superior nectar of the lotus feet. So the nectar will stop us to not go to jnana and vairagya. We mean bhakti only. Last, finally, 8th one, flower, pushpa. This will make the divine fame of the lotus spread like fragrance. The lotus fragrance you'll start getting. Everyone will get. You are remembering. So from you, they will get the smell of the lotus of Krishna. This mark shows that the divine fame of lotus feet spread everywhere, just like the fragrance of a flower. It also shows that the feet are not hard, but as soft as flower petals. And it means that just as every fruit comes into being after the plant blooms, similarly, all spiritual fruits come into being after first blossoming at the soles of the lotus feet. So only if you catch the lotus feet, you'll get Krishna Prema. Finally, the club, Gada. Lotus feet will chastise the elephant of sinful lust. Kamesha, Krodesha, Rajoguna, Sambhala. Kama is the biggest enemy. So that enemy will be stopped by the club, Gada. This mark is to show that the lotus feet are capable of chastising the elephant of sinful lust, Kamsa Mukta. It further indicates that for whoever takes shelter of lotus feet, all their ancestors will also receive the benefit. If you are always remembering lotus feet, your purvaj, your father, grandfather, grandmother, you will get. Then next one is altar. Altar means Vedi. The sins, that means the altar of sacrifice. This mark proclaims that the sins of those who meditate upon the lotus feet are burned up as if it is in the altar of sacrifice. So the altar is kept in that, that Krishna will burn her all the sins. Furthermore, it indicates that just as the universe is nourished by the Brahmanas offering fire sacrifices, similarly, those who offer their minds in the sacrifice to the feet stimulated universal nourishment that affects the creation. So it will be a nourishment for the entire world. Last, umbrella, chhatri. This umbrella will shield from all incessant rainfall of material miseries. The material misery will fall on the head, the chhatri will stop coming. This mark proves that those who take shelter of the lotus feet are shielded from the incessant rainfall of material miseries. It also denotes that those who sit in the shade of the feet become exalted, just like Maharaja or great kings who usually have the umbrella held over their heads. So this is the lotus feet of Krishna. Actually, lotus feet of Radharani and Balramji are almost same, only one or two items different. The lotus feet of Radharani, there is conchial right feet, mountain, this also saw, sacrificial altar, earring is new thing, club is there, chariot is there, Shakti is new, pitch is there. the left foot, barleycorn is there, disc is there, lotus flower is there, elephant board is there, victory flag is there, umbrella is there, upward line is different, and bracelet is different, flower is there, flowering creeper, and half moon. And in the Balramas is 24 are there. On the right side of Balramji's feet is conch shell, disc, flow, four arrows, unstrung bow, half moon, jambu fruit, barleycorn, lotus flower, victory flag, thunderbolt, vajra, and sacrificial altar. And on the left foot, sacrificial altar, umbrella, spear shakti, then cow's hoofprint, four kalashas, which are fish, akash, lotus flower, elephant, club flower, and flowering creeper. For him, there is one with which he is doing all those field work, that is only extra for him. The plow, that is a separate thing for Balram. So, anyway, with the time is over now. So, today we just covered what, because there was not much in the purport. So, I was just thinking, Mataji told me to do this verse. So, but to demigods, you come to human being, you already got prepared. So, human being, if you have to become good, Bhagavatam, I told you, important point, and lotus feet, they are important. Thank you very much. If I have done something good, all glories to Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Anything wrong, I'm the person. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam Prabhuji. Thank you so much for your help.
Hare Krishna Mataji.
Thank you so much. I see Pralanandan Prabhuji is there. I think he is there. So I request Pralanandan Prabhuji to please go ahead with your question.
Thank you very much, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Pralanandan. Namaskar, Pralanandan. Namaskar.
Your name is appropriately Sukhkar because you endowed so much Sukh to all of us today. But it was a very heavy dose. but it was so good.
But
it was
pure nectar. Main dukhi hu Prabhu. Sukh dene ke liye Bhagwan ne bola.
You are dukhi because of compassion for all fallen souls like us. You know,
I knew your blessings, Prabhuji. Aap itne varisht, gajab, you are a very chill. Aapka ashirvaad chahiye, Prabhu.
I may be elder in age, but you are not. You are elder to me in your knowledge and Krishna bhakti. You know, I really appreciate that. It's you know. But, you know, the reason I raised my hand was to, you know, those two slokas, which I also sang before in Harivaryadas Prabhu's class of Mukundana Stotra. I love those two slokas, yes. And I sing them every day. So I ask your permission to allow me to sing again.
Please.
Fill my heart also. Okay, right. So let me sing this. First is Namami Narayan Pad Pankajam. It's so such a beautiful. I have got another tune than the one which you were singing about Satruchaya Mantra. Okay, so it's Namami Narayan Pad Pankajam Karumi Narayan Pujanam Sada Vadami Narayan Nam Nirmalam Smarami Narayan Tattvam Avyayam. And then it says Satruchaya Mantram. I'm sorry.
It's a Hindi movie song. Na 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 na.
Maybe they're tuned like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Satru Chedaka Mantram Sakalam Upanishad Vakyam Sampujya Mantram Sansaru Cheda Mantram Samuchitata Masah Sangha Vinyana Mantram Sarva Aishwaryeka Mantram Vyasana Bhujaga Sandasta Vyasana Bhujaga Sandasta Santrana Mantram Jihuesi Krishna Mantram Japa Japa Satatam Janma Safalya Mantram Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna
Hare Ram Hare Ram Ram Ram, 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 Ram Hare, Hare, Hare Hare All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Vaishnavas and all glory to Sukkar Prabhuji today.
All
thank
Prabhupada,
you very much for
Prabhupada,
all. Hare Bol Prabhuji, thank you very much. Dhanvat Pranam to all. Thank you very much.
Dhanvat Prabhu.
Thank you so much, Pranam Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. I see
Balachandra
Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, this is Vinita Gandharvika Devidasi. I joined from Adhari.
Hare Krishna Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for such a beautiful, beautiful class. Very grateful to you. You have said the importance of Srimad Bhagavatam and chanting of Hare Krishna. So many different points, lotus feet importance, how we should always take shelter of lotus feet. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your enthusiastic class. Very grateful to you.
All your blessings, your blessing and Shambhava, you are all my mother. I'm a son. So I always take it as a blessing. Mataji ne bulaya, she said, aap kar sakte only tomorrow. I said, you call me at 12 o'clock, every moment I'll come because I cannot say no to you because you're my mother. So I really respect you all. I'll come anytime you call.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Very grateful to you.
Namaskar andi, Mataji. Namdi bagunara. Namaskar andi.
Thank you, Vinita Mataji. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Pooja Mataji, please go ahead with your question. Then we'll pranam to you.
हरे कृष्णा सुखकर प्रभु जी, आज के इस पवन पावन दिन पर आपके मुख से इतना सुंदर व्याख्यान सुनना हमारा दिन बन गया. बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद प्रभु जी. हरे कृष्णा. गौरंगा नित्यानंद.
And thank you, Pooja Mataji. Preeti Vilasni Mataji, Hare Krishna, Dhanvat Pranam to you. Please go ahead with your question, Mataji.
I think Prabhu's network is weak.
Okay.
Hare Krishna, Sukhasar Krishna. Prabhu, thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
For such a beautiful class, very, very enthusiastic presentation, Prabhu. Thank you for enlightening all of us. Just wanted to thank you for the beautiful class. No questions.
Mataji, you're all expert. I'm just a newcomer. No? So I may be doing wrong, right? But you should excuse me. Kuch gadbad kiya to. But I want to serve all of you because then Krishna would be happy.
Very well.
This Sangha is like a dream come true. I can. Thank you very much, Mataji. Thanks for your blessings.
Who am I to bless, Prabhu? But thank you.
Thank Hare you, Mataji. Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam, Shamagari Mataji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much. Very, very beautiful class, Prabhuji. You started with the song for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and you also, you know, give so many examples and quoted so many verses and so many songs, and it's so nice preparation, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Nice glorification of Holy Name. Thank you.
Mataji, all your blessing, Mataji, aapka aashirvad. Because when your call comes, no, I just come up.
Yeah, thank you, Prabhuji. You did not go for Abhishek to the temple. And you came here for, you know, giving class. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Mataji, may I have got 3 feet to come. I'm ready to come anytime you call, Mataji. Anytime.
Hare Krishna. I request Narhari Devi. Prabhuji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Sukakar Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Dhanapana Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much for such an ecstatic class. You know, it was so wonderful hearing. You know, I always had this, never understood this Pibhatam Bhagavatam Rasamalayam, and today I understood. Your explanation was just fantastic. You know, I never understood like, what does it mean to drink? Like, we are reading every day, but how do relish. And that example that you gave of the drunkard, initially he will take little small shots and then after that is completely bared, right?
You cannot walk.
You cannot walk. Thank you so much, Prabhu. I'm so grateful to you.
I'm thankful to all of you. I need all your blessings. I am thankful to all of you.
Prabhu, one other question. This lotus feet explanations that you gave, Prabhu, where can we read a little bit more about this? Can you please share?
I will send you Shyamagiri Mathi. I will send it today. Upload every day, have it. And you must read every day, actually. Only if you read every day, a lot of people, when I am chanting, no, I always think fish. So then only I will think of lotus feet.
Yes. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you. I'm really, really grateful to you. Thank you so much.
Paap kam ho jayega. So the paap hum kam karenge. We'll stop doing sin. Kam ho jayega. Mind dodega nahi. Mind ko pakad ke rakhega.
Thank you. Yes, Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu. Try to follow your instruction. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Okay, there are some chat messages and they are praising you, Prabhuji. I think
all praises for Guru Maharaj.
I am not unable to guess iPhone, but they are saying Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, such a beautiful class, so many points you explained. Thank you so much. Next is from the Vinita Mataji, I guess, because it's Bhakti Sangha group. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, your bhajan are so nectarian and the class was so beautiful. Glorification of the Supreme Lord and his lotus feet on this auspicious day. Respected Tiffany Mataji is saying Hare Krishna, Sukhakar Prabhuji, thank you so much for your service today. You are such a lovely example of what it means to be devotee. Aditi Mataji is saying thank you, Prabhuji, for wonderful class and your association. You touched so many points and explanation. Brilliant class. Gauranga Nityananda Dhanvat Pranam. And Ayan Prabhuji is also offering you obeisances and saying beautiful class. And there is one more message, wonderful class, so many examples and your realizations. Thank you, Prabhuji. Any more questions, last minute questions? I request all devotees to go ahead if anyone have any question before I end the call.
If you want, I want to sing 5 minute song. Mera khata ga paunga Radha Raman ka, if you don't mind. Shyamagiri Mataji.
Yes, Prabhuji, you were saying you want to sing one song.
Yeah, please, because this is a wonderful song, no? Aapka dil jeet lega, Mataji, this song.
Please go ahead.
Vanil gunanu kathane shavano kathayam hastau chukarma samanastava padaryonaha mrityam sirastava nivasa jagat praname drishti satam darshanestu bhavatanuhunam brajajana priyatam balamukundam Radha Ramanam Hare Hare Radha Ramanam Hare Hare Kesara Tilakam Krishna Varanam Kesara Tilakam Krishna Varanam Radha Ramanam Hare Hare Radha Ramanam Hare Hare Braja Jana Tilakam Bala Mukundam Radha Ramanam Hare Hare Radha Ramanam Hare Hare Rajatavanamalam Rupasalam Radha Ramanam Hare Hare Rajatavanamalam Rupasalam Radha Ramanam Hare Hare Radha Ramanam Hare Hare Radha Ramanam Hare Hare Venukritanadam Ananda Aparam Radha Ramanam Hare Hare Radha Ramanam Hare Hare Braja Janapriyatam Bala Mukundam Radha Ramanam Hare Hare Radha Ramanam Hare 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 Harata Vishadam Radha Ramanam Hare Hare Radha Ramanam Hare Hare Radha Ramanam Hare Hare Goraja Mukhalasitam Bhakta Chitta Vasitam Radha Ramanam Hare Hare Radha Ramanam Hare Hare Radha Uraharam Rasa Rasalam Radha Ramanam Hare Hare Radha Uraharam Rasa Rasalam Radha Ramanam Hare Hare Radha Ramanam Hare Hare Radha Ramanam Hare Hare Bhakta Adinam Dina Dayalam Radha Ramanam Hare Hare Radha Ramanam Hare Hare Braja Janapriyatam Bala Mukundam Radha Ramanam Hare Hare Radha Ramanam Hare Hare Bhakta Vatsalam Rasika Narecham Radha Ramanam Hare Hare Bhakta Vatsalam Rasika Narecham Radha Ramanam Hare Hare Radha Ramanam Hare Hare Ramanam Hare Dasa Indresham Radha Ramanam Hare Hare Radha Ramanam Hare Hare Braja Janapriyatam Bala Mukundam Radha Ramanam Hare Hare Radha Ramanam Hare Hare Jai Jai Radha Raman Pyaro Radha Raman 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 Radha Raman ki jai ho. Thank you. I took so much time, sorry mere गलती किया, मुझे माफ कीजिए माता जी।
कृष्णा प्रभु जी सच अ वंडरफुल भजन,
इट वॉज रियली ब्यूटिफुल एंड I always knew that it is very important to have good Shravanam and good Kirtanam, but I never understood what details it is and what the depth it is. You brought everything in this class. It was like a huge package for us. It was in the form of affirmation that what every day we should look into. Like, you gave the shloka of Mukund Mala Stotra, which was very new for me. But no, all the details of the class was really very basics and very useful to all of us. And help.
I will sing and send this copy. I'll sing and send you. I'll sing and send you.
Prabhuji, please share the lyrics also, Prabhuji. I couldn't find
it. Sure. I'll send Mataji.
Thank you so much, Mataji, Prabhuji.
You are all such wonderful sisters and brothers. I feel so happy. Ye apna ghar hai. When I see the Bhakti Sangha, I'm a house. मैं के चली जाऊंगी तुम देख तेरे जित मैं का
Thank you, Prabhuji, for your beautiful, beautiful service.
Nice class.